For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Last night, Sheriff, thanks for your time this morning.
Well, Tim, thanks for having me once again this morning. And I provide you an update on what I believe was a peaceful protest for the most part.
Well, it was until it wasn't. And things started to go sideways, I gather, late last night. What, from your perspective, happened? Again, we're talking about protests that were held downtown in front of City Hall. They started there, a march through downtown. And as you say, all of that peaceful until it wasn't at some point late last night. What happened?
Yeah, well, approximately 11:30 p.m., efforts were made to the protesters that were now unlawfully assembled in the streets to disperse. And for the most part, the protesters did not disperse on their own after repeated warning. And at approximately midnight, we had tear gas that was deployed from a special response team to disperse the crowd. And upon the deployment of tear gas, the protesters dispersed and they vacated the area. And a handful of the protesters remained and were taken into custody for unlawful assembly. No injuries were reported. There were very few isolated incidents of windows being shattered on some businesses outside of the downtown district. There was graffiti that was sprayed on the Confederate monument at Broad Street and College Avenue. And so we saw this, what has happened around the United States, and we wanted to make sure that it would not be a repeat here in our community.
Now, when you say a handful of arrests, folks who didn't want to leave the scene around midnight downtown, the figure the mayor gave us early this morning, somewhere between 8 and 12, does that correspond with your understanding?
Yes, approximately between 8 and 12. That's correct.
And what kind of issues are those folks going to face? What would the charge be?
Well, like you say, unlawful assemble, because we had initially asked them to leave and they chose not to. So, and I know that it was a call that went out that said that there was a possible break-in over at the Academy Sports, and of course we got some officers over there as well. And but long story short, now more than ever, Tim, we are calling on our communities to come together to show our strength as one Clark County through prayer and working together to restore and heal our community as an example, and that, so that we can become an example of our nation. And you know, let me be clear that I realize that what happened in Minneapolis, there's a lot of people that are saddened about that. And we have to bring healing to our land, to our communities. And we need to come to the table and realize that we have more in common than we do differences. And when we do that, I feel that we can continue to see our nation heal.
Again, Clark County Sheriff Ira Edwards with us. Things started to go sideways, as he says, around midnight last night with the arrest of a small handful of people in Athens. We are led to understand, and I've seen some of the photographs here, led to understand that before this happened, before the tear gas was deployed, all the rest of it, while it was still daylight, you had people walking around downtown with guns, rifles, and such. Now, what they had by way of legal authority to have those, I don't know. That's a question for law enforcement. I don't gather anybody was arrested there. What can you tell us about those folks, if anything?
Yes, there were, Tim, a few that we had identified, and we had the eyes on them, and we made it very clear that we did not want any violence. And as a matter of fact, I was very, very happy to see, because I was in the middle of the crowd, and I also had my eyes on them because I was right there. And it was really, really refreshing, Tim, to see one of the protesters, when they saw it, they actually came up to the guys and said, hey, you know, this is a peaceful march and this is unacceptable. You guys need to move on.
Did they create any problems? Did they threaten anyone or in any other way create a problem?
No, sir. No, sir. Not to my knowledge. What I saw, and I was in the middle, in the midst of the crowd, what I saw, I didn't see anybody trying to make a scene. You know, like I said, there was some representatives that were part of the protest. They approached these individuals as well, and I told them that this is unacceptable, and you guys need to move on. And they eventually did.
Sheriff Ira Edwards with us another couple of minutes here. You mentioned, and we have been tracking since we've been in here this morning, the issues over on the west side, specifically Atlanta Highway and Academy Sports. That place hit. Do we know if whoever did this, and I'm hearing maybe as many as 10 suspects being sought here, do we know if they actually gained access and stole anything, or was it just an attempt?
Well, I don't have that information, Tim, but I tell you, you know, as we continue to get some information, the police department could probably elaborate more so on that, but I don't have that information at the time.
Sheriff Ira Edwards with us. And quickly, some closing thoughts here. You've mentioned the need for people to, I think the phrase you used was come to the table. Come to the table with what? What would I bring? What would any of us bring as we, quote unquote, come to a table here?
Well, Tim, you know, as I had mentioned, we have to realize that as a result of what has happened in Minneapolis, you know, there's a lot of people that are fed up and they're just tired. And so in order for us to really, really bring or begin the healing, we have to come to the table and realize that there are some people that are hurting. They are there are still scars from the past, and we need to bring healing in such a way that people know that we are sincere and that acts of what happened in Minneapolis, and not only Minneapolis, but things that have happened in the past, that we get it and we are working towards a positive resolution so that so that racism altogether is just we have to deal with it, because we can't put our heads in the sand. It is still alive and well, but we have to realize that we have more in common than differences. And when we can come to the table and realize that we are all different in some way, but we have many things that we can do, not only as a community, but as a state and as a nation, so that we can heal our land and that we can live in harmony.
I got to ask you one more question, Sheriff Ira Edwards. The protest that set all this off was put together by an Athens-Clark County Commissioner, Mariah Parker. And the name of her demonstration, she branded her demonstration something along the lines of a March for a World Without Cops. You're a cop. You're a black cop. Your thoughts on that?
Well, we are needed. And, you know, like I said, we all have a right to our opinion. But just think, if this world did not have law enforcement, there would be chaos, even more chaos. So I think we all have our place. We all have our purpose. And when we walk in our lanes and realize that we can come together, because the police, we need the community, and the community needs the police.
Sheriff Ira Edwards, thanks for your time this morning. Stay safe.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.